This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Biggest football segment of the day, fresh off the heels of the Steelers taking down the Jets 34-32, is on the way. The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the youth football showcase that we do. Special visit for members of our Fan staff. Do you want the Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's name, main contact info, potential dates, details at 937thefan.com. Now brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Palman Electric. Now let's get to Donnie's debrief brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Don?
The debrief, September 8, 2025. So this is something we can get back to jumping all over Pro Football Focus, something that came across my timeline. Aaron Rodgers and Broderick Jones got the same grade from PFF.
I can't.
The Steelers' best offensive player by far and the Steelers' worst offensive player by far got the same number.
You said
grade.
Something factually inaccurate there, though, at least according to PFF. Broderick Jones, not only was he not the Steelers' worst offensive player, he wasn't even their worst offensive lineman.
Watch the game. He was their worst offensive player.
They had Sayamalu rated lower. Only guy who got out of the 50s for them was McCormick. Fautanu got a bad grade. Frazier got a bad grade. Sayamalu got a bad grade.
I don't think anybody should get a good grade on their offensive line. They couldn't run the ball and protect their quarterback. Those are your two jobs. So I agree with everybody on the offensive line getting a bad grade.
The highest graded lineman was Membu from the Jets, Armand.
Yeah, they also claimed he didn't give up like a single like pressure or anything.
To Watt?
Yeah, one of those deals again.
Oh, those QB pressures, man, those win rates are going to just get people all bent out of shape.
Hey, that's now five games in a row Watt doesn't have a sack. Four to end last year, including the playoffs, and now this game. That's got to be the longest of his career when he's been healthy, don't you think? Five games?
Yeah, that easily is.
I do think, though, he made some, like, he
Yeah, like,
out.
He,
like,
I thought he still made some impactful plays. So
yeah,
it's
it wasn't like
a
playoff game last year.
No, I felt like, I mean, there were TFLs there. There were plays that actually, like, showed up on tape. There was him blowing up plays where somebody else actually made the tackle for loss.
Yeah, the defense as a whole was pretty horrific, but I'm not going to throw that on him. Plus, if you saw any of the charts of the Jets running the football, they ran away from him anytime they...
Oh,
ran for big numbers.
How about JJ in the booth? Was somebody had obviously, or maybe he had done the research. I mean, he seems like a sharp guy, but the production team was like trying to feed him a cutesy little line for his brother so he could talk him up. And he goes, you know, I was looking at this, and last year when teams ran at TJ Watt, they averaged 3.2 yards per carry, and that was the worst in the NFL. And when they ran away from him, it was actually like the sixth best. Iron Eagle no-sold it like he was the Undertaker and just moved right along. I don't know why, because Iron Eagle likes to like play those little games usually. Would you agree? Like,
yes.
He likes to have fun. He was doing the whole, like, hey, watch your head there, because he's like a foot and a half shorter.
Ian makes everybody look good. I thought J.J. Watt was fine.
He was fine, but, like, Ian had this chance to say something clever about, like, oh, you made sure you got that one in there, and he just moved along.
I saw some of J.J. Watt is already the best color analyst in the NFL. Shut the hell up.
Who sent that? Give me a break.
I think Trey Essex said it. I love Trey. Trey, pipe down on this, okay? You break down offensive line. We'll break down analysis. That was not the best, but... Greg Olson called the next game, the 49ers-Seahawks game. Olson, and I hate to say this because he does get on my nerves. Olson and Collinsworth, within seconds of the play, are able to give you something that happened on the play that led to it being a big play, positively or negatively. Instantly.
Yep.
J.J. Watt's not there yet.
Well,
and he shouldn't be. It was his first game. Like, it's not me. It's not a critique of Watt. It's just, it's going to...
They clearly believe in him because they put him with Ian, who, as you said, can make almost anyone look better.
He's such a big name. He has to be on one of those A or B teams. He can't be doing games with Spiro, offense to Aditi.
But it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Putting him that high up because he's such a big name will help him be better at it, too. Collinsworth, I think, has the superpower. Olsen has it, too. Collinsworth's been doing it longer. He just watches the line play, and if you watch the line play and you don't follow the ball necessarily as close, you always have some sort of interesting tidbit that's happening up front.
Yeah.
That allows for a play to work, because pretty much every play that does work has something like that.
I would say JJ's debut went much better than Brady's.
Did Brady have a good line yesterday, by the way, that people were praising him for? He was on Commanders Giants, I think.
He had Commanders Giants.
Some people said, I saw like one of the, SI or Awful Announcing said he had like one of the best lines of the weekend in that game. And I have no idea what it was because I forgot to follow up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing memorable that crossed your
collective paths? No, I watched that game on condensed.
Oh, Pony. Yeah, by the way,
for our
listeners, Pony's up till 2 a.m. watching NFL Plus condensed game replays. So they condense a three-hour game into about 36 to 45 minutes, give or take. They are very useful in our profession. They're also very hard to like internalize and process, right, Don? Everything you're watching right away. Sometimes you go back 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. I want to watch that again. Pony just flippantly. Oh, yeah, once I watch those games, I pretty much got it all from them. I'm good. That is sick.
That's that special memory.
It really is, man. That's that Royal Rumble 92 memory. You got Warlord coming out 28th or whatever the hell it was.
So yeah. What? So Amanda goes to bed and you just say like, oh,
well,
I'll be up in a little bit, honey. I have to watch Saints Cardinals.
I brought the laptop up there and wanted to do it in bed. And she's like, this isn't happening. So go back downstairs.
I'm on her side there.
So I had to go do it downstairs until I was ready to be done.
I have to watch Broncos and Titans. That's a real offensive slog.
Is it more likely that if you had come up to the bedroom and said, hey, you want to, get a little frisky, you'd have had a better chance of her saying this is happening than bringing that tablet into bed?
She offered it to Pony, and he said, wait a minute, I have to watch Dolphins Colts.
Wait a second, we got to see what McDaniels got happening
this
here.
This is no shot at Amanda whatsoever, but I happen to subscribe to what Jersey Jerry said the other day. I think this time of year, sex is overrated. I think I'd rather watch football than do that. I mean, I just would.
I just thought of a very funny but very mean line that I'm not going to say. Maybe I'll save that one.
Say it as much as you want. I don't care. I'm Teflon here. It'll bounce right off.
Is Jersey Jerry like in a committed relationship, or is he just out there trying to
hook
up?
I think he's married with kids.
Yeah, I think he is married, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then... I don't think like your single guy in his late teens, early 20s, college aged or just out of college. I don't think they're taking the Jersey Jerry approach. He's married with kids. I think that's like I'm married, I've proven that I've had sex with my wife. Look at these kids.
Jack,
I think it's
would
a totally
you rather
different mindset.
Jack, would you rather have made out with a girl last night or watched the fourth quarter of Bills Ravens?
I don't know. After watching that game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game, it's hard to say.
Hey, my man. Let's go, Jack.
Jack.
Hold on, honey. I have to watch Russell Wilson against the Commanders.
He's come over to the dark side.
I have no idea what Jack's relationship status is. Don't care. Let's say just a girl.
He's single and he's ready to mingle.
Who is way out of your league, and you both know it. You know it, and she for some reason doesn't. Wants to make out with you. You're really turning that down.
Because
you're
that
like,
was
honey,
a classic game.
Honey, Lamar and Allen are cooking. It was a game that looked over with 7.5 minutes left. It was a classic last half of the fourth quarter.
It looked over with 4 minutes left.
I guess it's different if I knew what was going to happen. I did think the game was over, so yeah, that is a fair point. So, but probably not.
I was making out with a girl at Penn State during Game 7 of the 03 ALCS when Boone hit the walk-off home run.
What a humble brag by Mullen.
I was not watching the game.
Not even humble at all, just a huge flex.
I wasn't watching the game. Come on, what are you doing, Jack?
So let's hone in on this with Donnie for a second, though. Because Donnie gave Justin Fields his number two game ball over Chris Boswell, controversially, when he did balls last hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it does beg a question that the first caller of the show brought up. Did yesterday show that the Steelers unequivocally made the right decision at quarterback this offseason? What do you think?
I don't think, just based on yesterday, that we can look years down the road and think, like, yeah, they made the right call. For this season, Rodgers was better than Fields yesterday. But my big push for Fields all along was his age. The guy's like 26 years old. And they threw him aside. They have him in a setting where we think they're going to just smother this guy and embarrass him. And he looked good. He looked very good against the billion-dollar defense.
Well, let me say this off of that comment. If the Jets had kept Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers had re-signed Fields, and the game went the same exact way, Rodgers throws 4 touchdowns against the Steelers defense. Jets win 34-32 over the Steelers. And Fields has that exact stat line for the Steelers. I think I'm saying today, Mike Tomlin should be embarrassed by the way his defense played, but we might have something in Justin
110%.
Fields.
110%.
Okay. I know Pony's going to hate this response, but I'm trying to be Mr. Nuance here. I don't think that game can happen yesterday with the Steelers having Fields still the way it did, because I think part of the reason they quote-unquote made the right decision here is because Mike would never let Fields play the game that he was allowed to play by Aaron Glenn, and the game that Rodgers was allowed to play where the ball's in the air, the ball's over the middle. They put restrictor plates on the guy. When you made the decision to bring in the 4-time MVP and then made the decision to let him be himself because you trust him so much, that all has to factor
that
in.
That really is the key point, because that was one of the first things that you and I talked about this morning, Pony, when we both got in here, was that we would have never seen that version of Justin Fields with the Steelers, because he was doing a lot of things. He made a lot of throws that we never, never see him attempt with the Steelers. Like some of the throws where he was just whizzing it in the middle of the field. I mean,
we could count them last year on one hand in 6 games because there were so few. The Austin touchdown.
Well, then
like,
Tomlin, if for some reason Justin Fields is able to put it together there and he does look like a really good
quarterback. It's a bad look for Tomlin.
100%. Because even if the Rodgers thing works out to some degree, it's a 1 year deal, if not 2 years tops.
If it's 2 years, you know it worked out spectacularly.
Like, it's only one game. I can't harp on that enough. But the Jets got to feel good about the decision they made to bring him in the money they paid him.
The counterpoint would be, though, it's not like he was one thing with the Steelers and that's the entire dossier here. He has an extensive history with the Bears, admittedly not the greatest franchise for figuring out quarterbacks, where even when he got MVP votes, it was still just like kind of a mess most of the time.
I agree.
So, like, I just don't...
That was one of the best passing days, though, he's ever had. And what separated it from the Colts game last year with the Steelers is that the Steelers weren't in prevent defense the entire game like the Colts were against Fields.
Because they were... The game
last
was...
Last September.
Yeah, the game was a back-and-forth game. The great irony of Fields' performance yesterday is that even going down to that very last drive, the thing that might have cost him and cost them was his unwillingness to use his legs. Like, if he, on that fourth down play where Ramsey just nukes Garrett
Wilson.
Yes,
if he runs, he gets the first down.
There's some Steelers defenders there, but they are no match for Fields in that setting. And he wanted to let go of the ball and throw it. And it wasn't a bad throw. He just threw kind of a hospital ball to the sideline.
All right, that was the debrief. Thanks, boys. Coming up.
We have got listeners, Pony, who are dispensing big takes on girl or sporting event. Hoagie says you don't pass up if she's way out of your league. In football, there are highlights. In life, you get one shot. Girl, all the way.
The highlights aren't the same as watching a game like that, though, live.
It's another listener, I don't even want to say his name because this is kind of an admission. I'm in such a drought, I'd sign in blood to not watch football for weeks if I could get some.
Nice to see Austin has made his way into the YouTube channel. Oh, we love Austin. He knows him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.